Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. A series of proposed changes to the Medicare Prescription Drug Program, also known as Medicare Part D, have been getting a lot of attention on and off of Capitol Hill. Patient groups and lawmakers in both parties say easing current requirements on what drugs plans must cover could cause hardships for some patients. There's also bipartisan opposition to a provision that would limit the number of plans insurers could offer. With me now to discuss these issues is Emily Etheridge of CQ Roll Call. Emily, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Now, CMS currently, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which oversees the Part D program, they currently require that Part D plans cover the vast majority of drugs in six specific classes. And they're proposing to drop two of these categories next year, and another might be dropped in 2015. What are these drugs that could lose this protected status, as they call it, and why are people so concerned about it?
The drugs that CMS is proposing to remove from this requirement to offer are antidepressants and immunosuppressant drugs. And the one that they're thinking about doing later are antipsychotic drugs. So we've had a lot of outcry from patient groups for the communities that take these medications, saying we've been able to have access to these drugs before on all our Medicare plan formularies. Now we're really worried this is going to reduce our access and reduce our ability to get the drugs that we need. They really make the point that these drugs aren't all the same, so it's important to have a wide range of availability.
What's CMS' response? What's the rationale for doing this?
The CMS administrators have said, you know, we don't have any problems with the other drugs that aren't in these protected classes, as they call them. There are about 140 classes of drugs that Medicare has on its formulary plans, and there are only six that are in the special category. So it's saying if we don't have a problem with the other 134, we shouldn't have any problem to lose a couple of these.
Do they also suggest that plans have some issue in they can't really leverage a discount with a drug maker if they have to offer a wide array?
Right. If you have to offer on your plan every single antidepressant that's available for purchase, it makes it really hard for you to negotiate because the drug maker knows you're required to offer that drug so they can sell it to you at maybe a higher price.
And are there any protections in the law for someone who says, let's say they offer some choices that don't work for a particular patient? What does that patient or their physician do if that drug doesn't, if the drug that is covered doesn't work for them?
Right. I mean, you're supposed to be able to go to Medicare and say, this is the drug I need. Here's my medical proof for why I need it. It needs to be covered and work with that way. But that's awfully time consuming, really hard. You're now negotiating with the government and your plan and your doctor. And it's just a really complicated prospect.
Now, currently, Medicare beneficiaries who are in Part D, they have something like three dozen plans in a particular region to choose from. CMS is proposing some limits in those number of plan offerings. Why are they doing that?
Right, it's a really big limit. It would actually limit it down to two plans in each service area. And CMS says that's because right now there are just too many plans. Seniors are confused. They have such an overwhelming amount of information on all these plans that it's really hard to make a good choice. You're not going to sit down and compare 36 plans when you're trying to pick the right one. They say seniors really don't even move plans that much, even though they have this wide array of options. They tend to like stick with one and stay with it and not take advantage of these different options they have.
So the idea is that these plans are somewhat duplicative, and if you narrowed the choices, then people might do more comparison shopping? Is that the thought?
Right. It's can you make a smarter, better decision? Can we make this decision process easier for a senior if you're comparing plan one to plan two? That should be a lot simpler. It's easier to see the differences than if you're comparing plans one through 36.
We've talked about two of the proposals in this regulation. It's a pretty big regulation. What are some of the areas that are causing some concern on the Hill?
There's another area that's really important, which is about preferred pharmacy networks. And the rule says that a plan would have to allow any pharmacy that's willing to meet its price and meet its negotiations to participate in its preferred network. Right now, plans sort of negotiate with, and they have a certain particular pharmacy. You say you get a better deal if you go to this pharmacy. They offer better prices because they negotiated something together. CMS would say, if any pharmacy comes to you and offers to meet the terms of that deal, you must accept it.
Emily, one thing I've been wondering about this is we know that the administration is currently embroiled in a big battle on Capitol Hill over the Affordable Care Act and its implementation. Now, this particular proposal is also causing a lot of concern, not only with Republicans, but Democrats as well. Why do you think CMS made this proposal at this time?
It is confusing because it is a lot of change, a time when the Medicare situation is already changing. We heard a lot from the CMS officials about price and the cost of Medicare Part D, which covers prescription drugs. It's increasing much higher than the rest of Medicare. They say this proposed rule would actually save money over 10 years. They say it would make things simpler for seniors. They say that because of the law, in some cases, we don't need maybe this many plans. The healthcare law is reducing that prescription drug donut hole, that coverage gap that we've all heard so much about. So this says maybe, you know, if that's being made smaller, then we don't need all these plans to fill that in. We don't need all of these choices, and we don't need to spend money on all of these options. It's just not necessary.
Thanks for bringing us up to date. Emily Etheridge of CQ Roll Call.